Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk this morning. Glad to have you with us. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer this morning. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Another wonderful spring day out there.
Yeah, at least it's turning brown. It's not white.
Yeah, so. But it's supposed to, if Vicky's right, we're going to be turning white again later in the week. So yeah. Wonderful.
Days are getting longer. The temperature is inching up and pretty soon we'll have green grass out there. We'll be laying out in the sun and wondering whatever happened to this long winter.
Right.
Well, we want to welcome you to our show this morning. We have a great program this morning. Our guest is Nate Oberg. Nate is the owner of Fox Valley Firearms on Perkins and College Avenue. We're going to hear a little bit about how he started his business, where he's located, what he does there, and all the things he does to stay in business. It's an exciting field. But first, we want to tell you about the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. Our SCORE chapter is headquartered in a chamber building in downtown Appleton. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. And our SCORE chapter includes 43 mentors, volunteers, with various disciplines who are available to help you who are looking to start a business. Or if you're in business, we can help you grow your business or solve some problems. And those areas include things like marketing, IT, strategic planning, production, HR, banking and finance, cash flow, budgeting.
I'm sure you were going to get to that one, Tony.
Those are the services that we actually offer all of our clients free of charge. There's no charge to you. And if you're interested in talking to a SCORE mentor, please give us a call at 734-7101, or you can email us through our website. Our website is foxcities.score.org. If you visit our website, you'll find an application, a request for counseling, fill it out, and when you fill it out, be specific about the nature of the assistance you're looking for. That helps us give your request to a mentor who has that skill to help you. So when you fill that out, hit the send button, and we will get back to you probably within a day or two.
Yeah, we'd ask you to be a little patient right now because we're getting a lot of requests, and a number of our mentors are snowbirds. So we're probably backed up to probably about 3 to 4 days before we get back to you. But be patient with us. Any request we get, we act on just as fast as we can.
Yep. So don't let that discourage you. If you got a question, get in line and we'll get back to you because we want to help you grow your business. We want to see more businesses grow in the Fox Valley. And again, we service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, and each community has a group of mentors familiar with that community that can help you with your business situation. In addition to doing the free mentoring that SCORE offers, we also do a number of seminars and educational things. Randy, what's coming up in the calendar?
Okay, the next program that we have is going to be in May. It's coming up on May the 6th, and it's going to be about a topic that's near and dear to all of our hearts, the Affordable Health Care Act.
Otherwise known as Obamacare.
Obamacare.
Because some people don't know.
Right.
That's exactly what
it is. And hopefully by that time, we will have at least a more clear picture of what's going on that particular subject. It's something that anybody, as far as being in business, whether you are a large business, a small business, a one-man shop, it affects you. And so what we want to do is bring you the most information we can about what's going on in Affordable Health Care Act today. That's going to be on May 6th. It's going to be at the Bordini Center. That is at the Fox Valley Technical College. It'll run from 8 a.m. until 11 o'clock, and registration at 7:30. The cost of this one's going to be $15. It's well worth it as far as the price is concerned. We're going to have three very special panelists talking at that point in time. Our keynoter is going to be Linda Heintz. Linda works with Employee Benefit Administration Services. She's been involved in the healthcare business for over 20 years and is very, very knowledgeable in working with businesses on how to implement and work with the Health Care Act.
She actually does this nationally, and
correct,
she's a national speaker, and she hails from Ellsworth, Wisconsin, and she's graciously agreed to come to us to help us with the seminar and bring some a lot of good information to the folks here in the Valley.
Right. We're also then going to have two local speakers on the panel as well. That'll include John Ulness. John is the owner of Ulness Health Insurance Wellness. John is an individual insurance specialist, and he will be talking about how it affects
you. He also works with business owners.
Correct.
Yep.
And then the third person on the panel is going to be Kurt Haling from mm-hmm. Alberts & Haling CPAs to give you an idea of how this is going to affect your bottom line, what the budgeting is all about, and how to plan for that for this year. So it should be an excellent program. Again, May 6th, at the Bordini Center, and you can register online at the SCORE website, which is foxcities.score.org, or you can also register through our website, which is the biztalkwithscore.com website.
And the theme of this seminar is going to be, we're going to focus on how can you apply this knowledge to your business or your family situation. We're just not going to be there to give you information. We're going to also show you and try to prepare you and provide information for you to take with you so you can actually go back and apply it to your situation.
Right. So this is it's important for any size business.
It's going to be good. So, you have a Better Business Bureau?
Right. We do receive the scam alerts from the Better Business Bureau, and we just received a new one. It seems like something comes out every day on this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a dandy. This is called the fake court summons email program. What it is you get an email that says you are to be summoned to appear in court immediately. It doesn't tell you what it's all about. It just says click on this for more information.
Don't click.
Do not, under any circumstances, click on that. It has what is called malware. This is a type of program that will attack your computer. It'll wipe out your hard drives. It'll wipe out all your memory storage and so on. Do not, if you get an email that says urgent court notice, don't open it. Blow it away as fast as possible.
Exactly. And another one that's been out in the news recently is the IRS is being imitated now by scammers, and they'll email you and they'll ask you, they'll tell you that you owe them so much money, you owe the IRS money, you have to click here and pay the bill right now or else you're going to get in trouble. The IRS responded and said, we never just email people, we always send something in the mail.
Right.
So whenever you're on the computer, and Randy's mentioned this several times in the past several weeks, is just be very careful, don't open anything. If it doesn't make sense, just ignore it. And wait till you get something in the mail, and most often you won't get anything in the mail.
That's correct, yeah, so, because these organizations do not work that way. So, you know, don't panic. Just take a quick look at it and go on.
Well, we want to thank our sponsors for bringing the show to you each weekend. We, at the SCORE chapter, provide this show, and we have sponsors who help pay for the show. Randy and I volunteer our time every weekend, but there are costs to the program. And those costs basically are provided by Fox Communities Credit Union. We want to thank them for their sustained support of BizTalk. Alberts & Haling CPAs. Kurt Haling is pretty busy over there right now. He'll be busy till about the 15th of April. But they do a great job with our SCORE chapter. We appreciate their input. Epiphany Law, Kevin Eisman. Epiphany Law, the business law boutique. They do nothing but business law at Epiphany Law, and if you're an entrepreneur, if you have questions, don't hesitate to give them a call. In fact, they have a little unique relationship branding item, and that is that if you take one of the attorneys to lunch and buy lunch, they'll talk for an hour. So, but they don't go to McDonald's. They'll go to a nice restaurant. But think of Epiphany Law if you have a legal question. We also want to thank eBiz Results. Over at eBiz Results in Oshkosh, built our website, biztalkwithscore.com, and they help us maintain that website. It's very interactive. We invite you to look at that website, biztalkwithscore.com, because out there we archive our radio programs, and we go back about 3 years now. If you'd like to listen to some shows that we've done, you can hear them on biztalkwithscore.com. We also want to thank the Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch, for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business and you're not subscribed to The Business News, you really should be. For $20 a year, you're going to get a lot of information about what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin, and that will be helpful to you. So we want to thank our sponsors. We're going to take a quick break, come back on the other side. We're going to introduce Nate Oberg, and you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Now, well, welcome back to Biz Talk. We're glad you're with us this morning. And before we introduce Nate, we just want to put a special complimentary shout out to the folks in New London, New Dublin. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Their parade is today. So if you have an opportunity to get there, it's worth it. It's a great time. There'll be quite a crowd out there, and there's a lot of good Irish food out there. So have fun, New London. Well, Nate, good morning. Good morning, Nate. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How about you?
Nate Oberg, owner of Fox Valley Firearms. Nate, tell us a little bit about your background and your business and where you're located. What do you do at Fox Valley Firearms?
I started the business about 10 years ago. I originally was in machining, and the machining kind of led into the passion of guns because they're little metal works of art.
Mm-hmm.
And I started Fox Valley Firearms out of my garage and then slowly progressed up to a store on College Avenue by Glass Nickel Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And we do gunsmithing, gun sales, service,
ammunition, accessories.
Kind
of a full-service little gun shop.
Yep.
When did you open a store on Perkins then, Nate? Was that probably 3, 4, or 5 years ago?
3 years ago.
3 years ago it was? And how's business been? People know you're there and they're stopping in?
Yeah, I rely a lot on word-of-mouth advertising.
Okay.
And advertising is expensive, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I happen to be a gun enthusiast. I like to do target shooting and a little bit of competitive fun shooting and stuff. And I found your store, and I found it to be a pretty reliable place to go get good information. And when you have ammunition, it's competitively priced, but ammunition is pretty hard to find right now, isn't it?
It is. It comes and goes. There's waves where we have it, and then there's waves where I've been pretty much dry on ammo for the last 2 to 3 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And what causes that? Do you know, as far as the changes in the market?
It's supply and demand. There's so few to ship out or
okay.
to give to people. It's dispersed amongst the country, and they try and spread the wealth as much as they can, but you're going to just hit a section where you're just not getting any, but a competitor somewhere else may be getting it.
Okay, and so you have connections where you can at least help somebody, say, oh, they're looking for something, you know where to look at least?
Yeah, for the most part, except for some of the odd calibers, it's getting hard to,
okay.
Nobody has it.
Nate, when you were working in your garage, you're probably a hunting enthusiast. You enjoy hunting and so on. And then you got into the machining industry, and you like machining and turning things and making things out of metal, and that's what weapons are. And you put the two together, and you started doing something like that in your garage. How long were you in your garage when you started that, and was that like a little family start of business? Was your wife with you on that?
Yeah, she never really – I think she always wondered what I was doing on the garage for so long, playing around with stuff, but
– that's probably the way a lot of businesses start. Yeah.
So then, it just kind of developed into more, tinkering, making some of the parts.
And people knew what you were doing. You must have been doing it, and you were telling friends about it. And starting to get a little following. And
a lot of it was some of the work. Some of the work that I was doing, people would kind of recognize and then spread the word, and people would want some of that done then.
Mm-hmm. So what sort of machining would you do on a weapon, Nate? Because the weapon's already machined and done when people buy it. What would you do with it?
Just a lot of customization stuff. People like different sights put in, so you have to cut new sights, re-dovetail the slides. We cut some new serrations in it. There's a lot of variety of things that we would customize to make it their own.
Okay.
That would include the way the grips are set up, the way the barrels are set up, and that type of thing?
Yeah, some of it can be, some of the barrel stuff can be shortened, or, one sight set on the gun that they bought isn't what they like, so we'll modify that.
Okay. We were just going back and forth on where you're located. Can you give me the address so people know where to find you?
That's at 2310 West College Avenue, Suite E.
Okay.
Yeah, that's at the corner of Perkins and West College, right over that viaduct, right?
Yeah, it's a College Avenue address, but we're in a strip mall. We're actually facing Perkins Street.
Yeah, you're right next to Consumer Prescription Drugs.
Correct.
Okay.
That's what faces College Avenue.
Correct.
Yeah. So how's business been, Nate? You've been in this new store now for 3 years, and how would you describe the business for the last 3 years?
I just thought of this morning, and I came up with the perfect analogy. Business has been like climbing a set of stairs that has no end in sight.
Okay.
It's constantly...
A constant climb.
It's a constant climb. You always have to move. And every once in a while, you hope to have a landing somewhere, but there's not.
Yeah.
So it's always changing, and it is, you got to stay on your toes.
Well, we're going to take our quick break right here, Nate. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll continue our conversation about Fox Valley Firearms and how you started this business and what you do there. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're here with Nate Olberg, the owner of Fox Valley Firearms over on the corner of Perkins and West College Avenue. It actually faces Perkins Street, but it's right next to the consumer prescription, the consumer pharmacy. Nate, we were talking a little bit about where you're located and what you do at the shop. Tell us a little bit more about some of the different things. You have new weapons, used weapons, consignment, accessories, smithing. Tell us a little bit about that and how those are received in the marketplace.
It seems to be accepted well. We do a lot of consignment sales. So if someone has a weapon that they do want to sell and want to get the most value for it, we sell the guns on a 15% commission in the store for them. And we'll sell them online or in the store.
Okay.
But that goes over really well.
Yeah. People can move a weapon safely that way.
Yeah.
I'd like to give the phone number out here. If you're interested in calling us and asking Nate a question about his business, you can reach us at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton market, you can reach us at 866-887-1150,
886-887-1150. All righty. Well, now, Nate, when we're talking about some of the things, one of the things that you do, of course, is you're a small organization. And when we work with small businesses and so on, it always comes down to the question of how do you compete and who your competition really is. How do you see your competition out there? Who are they and how do you compete with them?
The closest competition would be the big box stores. You're just big chains.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is, though, they are just going to they're a sale. They're going to move, mass amounts of volume.
Okay.
I'm really not going to get the mass amounts of volume, so I'm not going to fight it. I deal with more on a personal level where I want each transaction to be something you're comfortable with and gain some knowledge out of it.
Okay, so you have the background, you have the knowledge and the skills that you probably wouldn't find at a big box store.
Right, just a lot more attention to the details or an after the sale type feeling.
Okay, so working one-on-one.
Yep. Nate, when it comes to the competition, the prices are always a factor. And how do your prices for new weapons compete with the big box stores?
Prices for new weapons for me are lower. And that's just going to lead to I don't have the overhead that they have.
Okay.
When you say small business, I am a small business.
Yep.
And I don't have to have a lot of the markups that the big stores have because we're small.
Yep, and you also have used weapons you sell. A lot of the big box stores don't want to deal with used weapons, but you do deal with used weapons.
Yeah, we have a lot of new and used.
Now, you deal with handguns and shotguns and rifles, and you have accessories to go with those, correct?
Correct.
So that would be like, what would some of the more popular accessories be?
Anything from slings to holsters, sights, anything to upgrade, bipods, gun cases.
Carrying cases.
Yeah.
You also sell those little safety, the safes, where you can actually put a handgun in it, and they're lockable. They open to a fingerprint, or they open to a code.
Yep.
And so those are also available at your store, right?
Correct.
I notice when I'm in the store, there's a sign that says, every night, all the handguns are put away in the vault. And you have bars on the window. In your type of business, there's obviously a need for security. Now, you don't need to tell us any secrets, but have you haven't had any issues with anything like that?
No, we haven't had any issues. I'm not so much concerned about, you know, something getting stolen. It's having to call someone and say, hey, you know, Grandpa's gun got stolen.
Oh, so for me,
I am more concerned about having to face
a customer
that,
you know, put it on consignment with
you. Yeah, and it's gone. So I have I take a lot of precautions on what's inside that store.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Nate, one of the things, again, about your business that kind of sets it apart, you deal with an awful lot of regulations and regulation changes. How does that affect your doing business?
It changes so fast. If regulations change what's available at a certain time, then there's going to be a big rush on that product because people are wanted or they know that this change is coming. It makes trying to plan or have inventory of things available very hard.
Okay. And where do you get the information? Where do you follow this these trends? How do you keep up with that?
We're always watching the news and just seeing what's happening through forums and stuff. You can hear of what you have to be in the market to follow it.
Mm-hmm.
You almost have to be embedded in it so you know what's coming.
Okay, so it's a day-to-day ongoing process.
Yeah, always.
Okay. All right.
Nate, in your store, you not only sell new and used weapons and you do consignment work, but I also understand you have some knowledge about collector items or antique type items. And people come to your store looking for things, and you're kind of like a connector then, aren't you? If someone comes in with a certain antique weapon or collector's item, someone else might be looking for it. You could be the matchmaker.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of antiques in the store,
right,
per se, but I have a lot of people that when someone brings something extremely unique in, I have outlets to put those two in touch.
Mm-hmm. Now, when people are buying a weapon, there's a lot of political stuff going on about the weapons today, and we don't want to get into the politics, but let's talk about the safety of it. If someone comes into the store and they've never owned a weapon and they're making an inquiry, and I know that ladies are going in to look at weapons and men are going in to look at weapons, how do you indoctrinate the person who's never owned a weapon before and might be coming in just asking about it? What are some of the things that you tell them? You got to be safe.
This is one of the things, this is one of the my favorite things that I deal with, is I've had people come in the store and they stand at the glass case and they're almost shaking because they're so
really nervous.
They're really nervous. And after taking an hour or two with them, which that's where that separates that competition thing, you're not going to get that type of attention anywhere else.
Right.
After spending some time with them, you can start to see the smile on their face and they feel more comfortable with it. And then the best part is when you see them come back 2 or 3 weeks later after they bought a gun and they just got a smile on their face and say how much fun they had shooting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd like to give the phone numbers out again, because if someone is listening and has a question for Nate, please give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150. And again, if you're outside the Appleton market, 866-887-1150.
Okay, Nate, when we're talking about the various services that you provide, and I'm looking here at your website, by the way, what is the, do you have the address of that website?
It's www.foxvalleyfirearms.com.
Okay, so if you want to check that out and take a look at some of the stuff that he has on here, one of the things that you note as a service that you provide is firearms transfer. Can you kind of explain what that's all about?
A firearm transfer is if you find a gun somewhere online or you're traveling, states won't allow you to purchase firearms from out-of-state resident,
okay,
depending on the state you're in. So you can have that gun transferred into our store. So if you see a gun you like in Tennessee, it has to go from dealer to dealer.
Okay.
So you can pay the person in Tennessee, and then we'll contact them and get the gun in our store, and you can do the background check and pick it up there.
Okay, so you act as the intermediary and handle the necessary paperwork, background work that has to be done.
Correct.
Okay. All righty. So that's a very valuable service, I would guess, to people who are collectors looking at various types of guns and so on.
Yeah, it helps to be the middleman on when there's two private sales.
Yes.
People don't feel comfortable sending money, you know, right, out of state.
Right.
And when the dealers step in, we are that, I guess, authority that's going to make sure someone gets their money.
Trust factor.
It's a trust factor.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. An excellent service then. All right.
Yep. Nate, when you started your business in your garage, it evolved and evolved and evolved, and eventually you realized, holy cow, this is growing into kind of like a business now. And I have to get my arms around things, and maybe I need a business plan. And that's what SCORE does. We talk about business plans and helping business owners with those things. When did you realize that you needed a business plan, and then how did you address that? You know, all the numbers and stuff.
I was approached, actually, because I felt like I just had some issues. I wasn't sure how to – things were growing so fast. Mm-hmm. And I was approached by a SCORE counselor that, you know, just told me about it. And then that's really kind of what helped get some of my ducks in a row, because it had grown so fast that mm-hmm. I was not prepared for some of the changes that had come.
Mm-hmm. How large a staff do you have, Nate? How large a staff do you have?
I have two employees that answer phones, help with emails, mm-hmm. and then one basically just does paperwork.
Okay.
And then I have three other employees that help with sales.
Okay. So full-time, two full and three part-time staff.
Correct.
Okay.
I'd like to go back to the SCORE experience and getting your arms around it. When you realized that, then you sat down and you had an accountant that was helping you, a bookkeeper person. But then you realized that you needed more input, and you changed, and you went to a CPA, I believe. That made a big difference, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I was with an accountant that I felt, not knowing, you
right.
know, what was right or wrong, I put a lot of faith in them. And through SCORE helped me realize that I needed to maybe look elsewhere.
Yeah. I'd like to say that you ended up with Kurt Haling. Kurt is a sponsor of
right.
BizTalk, and he's a friend of SCORE. And I know that I've made referrals to Kurt in the past, and it's worked out pretty well. And apparently that made a real difference for you, because you have a better understanding of the cash flow of your company, the financial operation of the company, and now you'll be able to make better informed financial decisions about inventory and consignment and ammunition accessories and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, going to Elberts and Haling and talking to Kurt was probably one of the better moves I've made.
He has that impact on
folks.
Yeah,
he does. I think the word impact describes Kurt very well.
Yeah, he really knows how to relate to a person. What's interesting about your business experience, Nate, that Randy and I are talking about this morning, is that you have that knowledge factor. And you mentioned earlier that when a person walks in and wants to learn about owning a weapon, you take an hour or two and spend time with them. You sit down and talk with them and make sure they're comfortable with it, answer their questions. And they have an opportunity to fire questions at you. You're just not lecturing or instructing them. You're going to their level and ramping them up, so to speak, so that you build on that. They build on that understanding of owning a weapon. Then they're more secure about it. What is it? How successful is that strategy? Does that create a really loyal customer for you?
When I first started, you know, using that philosophy, I wasn't sure if it was good or bad, but it was just honesty. And mm-hmm. now, looking back on it, it is probably the best way, because if you can take someone who's uncomfortable and make them comfortable, they're going to trust you. And if you give them the, you know, the honesty and the reality of it, and let them, you know, go home and feel, if they're going to go get pushed into a sale versus having somebody who made them feel comfortable, in the long run, you're going to win if you can make customers feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And it sounds like a lot of your work is educational in teaching people about the weapons and so on. People are, of course, looking for weapons education. What kind of education do you provide, and how do you help people find what they need as far as the education they're supposed to be working with?
We don't really provide educational classes or anything. We provide the education on each individual fire that they may be looking at. Mm-hmm. So if someone picks up item A, you know, we can tell them about that item versus item B.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted some more advanced firearms training or classes, we have lots of pamphlets and information at the store. If you want to stop in, you know, we can direct them to that.
Okay. Locally, who provides that kind of information?
The Fox Valley Tech has an excellent concealed carry course. Wisconsin Force has some nice firearms training options also.
But, yeah, and recommend definitely to get this kind of training if you're thinking about buying certain firearms.
Yeah, I just was talking to a guy last night who had you know, wasn't sure which gun he was going to get. And, you know, the more we talked to him, I said, maybe you should take the firearms training class because that's really going to help you decide which way to go.
Okay.
So, yeah, I really recommend classes and training.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a big factor. The concealed carry permits, most people are aware that Wisconsin allows or people can get a concealed carry permit. I'm a strong believer that people who are going to carry a weapon like that on a concealed basis should have at least fire 250 rounds through that weapon before they really start carrying that weapon. Get familiar with it and know what it can do.
It's kind of like, you know, if you're going to use a power tool for the first time or a wood planer.
Exactly.
Don't throw your nicest sheets of wood on there first, you know.
Exactly. Get familiar with it, practice it, because it is a serious thing to carry a weapon. And Nate, talk about special orders. If someone had a special order, they're looking for a certain kind of weapon or a certain type of ammunition, do you offer that assistance to them as well?
Yeah, I rely a lot on special orders, especially if you take a rifle. There's so many color combinations now and magazine styles and calibers, it's impossible to stock everything.
Oh, yeah.
So we do a lot of special ordering to get the people the exact thing that they need.
Okay. And if you order a weapon for someone, how long does it typically take to come in and they could be able to pick it up?
That's always a tough one to predict because typically, you know, your average shipments, you know, come ground or whatever, are 2 to 3 days. But the gun industry is always so unstable. Sometimes warehouses get pushed back a week, and then it's hard to predict. But within two to three days on average.
So within a week or two, they could have their weapon. And
Yeah.
It's not like waiting 3 months or something for something.
No,
like that.
Most of it's days away.
Okay. Well, we're going to take our last break right now. We're talking to Nate Oberg, who's the owner of Fox Valley Firearms. And after this break, we'll come back and wrap up the program. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonk and we'll have a time. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time.
Some nice knee slapping music there for the cloudy Saturday morning.
All right. Our job is to try and help you run your business. So you've got the money, honey. So
yeah,
we'll keep working with you.
We're here this morning with Nate Oberg. Nate is the owner of Fox Valley Firearms on the corner of Perkins and College Avenue on West College Avenue in Appleton. He opened his store about 3 years ago. And it's really a full service weapon sale servicing small store. Full of knowledge and full of wanting the customer to really understand what they're buying and what they're going to do with it and so on and so forth. Nate, what would you identify as your biggest challenge going forward? You're in a very interesting business, highly regulated. There's some competition from the big box stores, but what do you identify as maybe your largest challenge going forward?
The biggest challenge in my business is you never know what's ahead of you, and you don't in every business, but, you know, take a bakery. When you own a bakery, you know you can bake, you know how much capacity you have, and your only thing you have to do is go get more customers to sell more goods. In the firearms industry, the customers come to you, mm-hmm. and you never know if it's going to be a wave of 50 people or 5,000 people because of something that happened in the climate that would affect the
firearms.
Something
political happened,
yeah,
there's a supply drop off, and that forces people to come in and buy you out and hoard things.
Yeah, it's the firearm industry is you sit back and wait for the customers to come, but you never know what they're coming for.
Well, the thing I like about your store is when I stop in and talk to you or some of the guys in your store, they're knowledgeable. And there's no pressure to buy anything. And you give people, I've seen you give people time to basically, hey, look around. If you have any questions, let me know. And you do a pretty good job for a store that has no numbers when you walk in. You get people in order.
I try and always remember whose face was the next one through the door.
Okay. Yep. Now, so how do we connect with you? What's your address, phone number, and how do people get in touch with you?
It's Fox Valley Firearms. It's 2310 West College Avenue, Suite E.
Okay.
And the phone number is 920-733-4867.
Okay. And the website?
FoxValleyFirearms.com.
Wonderful. Okay.
Quick question for you, Nate. We didn't cover this yet, but with the regulations the way they are today with weapons, if I wanted to sell a weapon to Randy, for example, could I do that legally? Can I do that?
Yeah, face-to-face transactions, you don't have to go through a dealer.
But they have to be face-to-face.
Correct.
And I could just sell Randy my shotgun if I want to sell my shotgun, and everything's good.
Correct.
Okay. But if Randy wants to come to you to get some knowledge about which shotgun is good for him, you can help him with that.
Right.
Okay. All righty. Well, we're about at that time in the program, which we get to, where we ask our guest to give us a biz tip for the day. That's a little pearl of wisdom that you would recommend to people who are in business or starting their business.
The biggest thing that I would suggest would be just go with your gut. Mm-hmm. And take it as slow as you can. I think if I would have taken some of the bigger leaps that maybe I was implied I should have taken, mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't be sitting here talking to you today.
Okay, so plan it, take your time, know where you're going.
Very, very slow, educated, well-thought-out decisions.
Okay, very good.
And Nate's done a great job, Randy, with researching his industry. He's an enthusiast in it. It comes naturally. He's got a natural passion for it. And knowing the industry and knowing who you're dealing with in terms of vendors and customers is really important. How many vendors would you say you have, Nate?
Hundreds.
You know, you got accessory suppliers, got weapons, ammunition.
It's never ending.
It's almost an unlimited supply of vendors.
Right.
Yeah. And managing the cash flow, especially on consignment items versus items you purchase, there's a whole difference there too, isn't there?
Yeah. You have to get your systems in place.
Yeah.
Took me a while to find those.
Okay. And they continue to evolve, don't they? You can start out with a good system, but as your business grows, it's going to continue to evolve.
Yeah, if you don't evolve, you'll die.
Yeah. Your systems have to keep up.
All right.
Well, Randy, we have that event coming up on May
6th. May 6th on the Affordable Health Care Act. Go out to our website, take a look at it. You can register. It's up and operational on the foxcities.score.org website.
Mm-hmm. Good. And Nate, we want to thank you for coming in this morning and being our guest. That was a great show. Good, interesting information about weapons and your type of business. So thanks for bringing that in. I also want to mention, if anyone's listening and would like to consider being a SCORE mentor, please give us a visit at foxcities.score.org. We're always looking for folks who would like to give back to the business community. And if you're either working someplace or you're retired or you have your own business or a little of each, you could be a great SCORE mentor. You want to give something back, look us up at foxcities.score.org. Randy's our education committee chair, and
right.
He's going to put you through the grill, but we'd love to have you come in and visit us.
Right, and it's very, very quick. You can get all kinds of information about what it takes to be a volunteer, and you can get it either from our website here at BizTalk with SCORE, or you can get it from the SCORE website.
Well, that's our show for this morning. We thank you very much for joining us, and don't forget St. Paddy's Day in New Dublin, Wisconsin this morning. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.